The Burt Show.
All right, Teresa wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Okay. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good.
All right, so Tracy told us that you have something that you've always wanted to give or do for your husband.
But, yes.
And you're not sure you're going to pull the trigger on it just yet.
Yeah.
Okay, you seem nervous.
Yeah, I am a bit nervous. It's kind of a life-changing thing for him, and I just kind of...
Okay.
Well, you know, I've been married for 8 years, and we're like high school sweethearts and everything. And I got married when I was 20 years old. But I never went to college, and my husband had started college and everything. Well, I got pregnant, and he couldn't finish because we couldn't afford it. And he, you know, works for the landscaping company, and he doesn't own it. He just works for them, and he's been doing that for a while, and he just really is bummed out. He wants to go to college. And so anyway, I've been working administrative assistant job,
mm-hmm.
and for the past 4 months, I haven't told him, but for the past 4 months, I've been training for a promotion. And I don't even want to say, like, the job or where I work, if that's okay. I don't want to.
Sure.
Okay. But they offered me a position, a huge significant raise where he could actually quit the landscaping company, go to college, mm-hmm. finish, get his business degree, all that. So it really, really is a huge gift for him. And I'm excited to tell him, and I couldn't tell him this weekend, but the problem is that he's very traditional. And he kind of has a thing with the woman being the breadwinner, and you know, he wants to do that for our family and lead our family like that. And I don't know how to tell him, and I'm nervous because I don't want to hurt his ego, you know. I don't want to give a blow to his ego, actually. So
this
it's good news, but...
Definitely a question for you guys.
Yeah.
How you would feel about that. But it's for him to go back to school in order for him to...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that is
his mentality
different.
May be different,
right.
Because this is you're doing this
training
for him,
mm-hmm.
for the family, right? For him, yeah.
And he's going to be training to do something else, right?
Right.
That's kind of what I wanted to do, and I have to tell him today. I mean, I have to tell him tonight.
I don't think we may want to just throw this out to women that have had to go through this with their husbands that knew that their husbands weren't going to be okay with the woman being the breadwinner, because. I just, it wouldn't matter to me. If Stacy was making more money than me, but it was all going into the same pot, bring the money into the house, man. We are a team.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less if she was making more money.
It's not more money at the moment. It's like him going back to school, essentially, is her working, him not working. Is that changing?
I personally would be okay. I think it would be great.
I'd be fine with it. I really would.
So if you weren't working, Jessica was the only breadwinner.
God bless.
But here we are. I mean,
wouldn't that be great?
Your situation is going to be a little different, because here you know you have a husband,
right.
That this is going to bother. And mm-hmm. you're asking Jeff and I, and the place we come from, it doesn't bother us. So we need to find some Burt Show listeners that have had to go through this
mm-hmm.
with their husbands to give you some advice on it.
Or maybe guys like you guys who didn't think it would bother them, but then it did.
Then it did.
Yeah.
Right. Bring it all into the house, and then all of a sudden she's making more cash.
Because there's a...
and it really was bothering you.
Yeah, there's...
404-741-Q100.
There's a study that just came out today talking about how men's identities are so closely related to their jobs that, you know, they did a study on guys that, I guess, in this economy lost their jobs and found that they lost a sense of identity because they weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would struggle more if I had to be totally honest with you guys. I'll share some ugliness. The ego part of me, like if Stacy had a show... And we were out all the time, and she was the one getting the notoriety for the show, and she was the one that people really wanted to meet. And when she introduced me, sometimes people cared, other times people didn't care, and stuff like that. That would bother me more than the money situation.
Than the paycheck.
Yeah, see, I think it's the ego part of it.
The ego part of that would bother
me.
The notoriety. But the cash, I don't care. It's all going to the same place.
But does he talk about going to college like almost every day, or is it just like once in a while type thing?
Once in a while, because I know he kind of suppressed that because he knows the reality of it right now. You know, mm-hmm. it's just too hard to do it. But I think he wants to do both, go to school and provide for the family. And it's just too hard to do that, especially business school.
Hey, Kristen, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I went through this exact same situation about 5 years ago with my husband, and it was difficult to approach him because at the same time, he has actually always been the breadwinner. I got a great job. I went actually to school myself for a little while, got my associates and got a great job, and I knew that he really wanted to go back to school. And when I approached him, I said, this would benefit us as a family by you getting your degree. And then in the end, he did get a better job. He works, I work, and we're living great. And it was so for him. It's for the family. It's for everybody. So it's not a bad thing to approach it that way.
Okay.
All right, that helps. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, I just feel like that if you explain to him, honey, this is, you're going to school now to where you can make a better living, where when I stop, when you get done, I will be able to stop and stay at home, and you'll be the breadwinner again. So you're actually furthering our family by going to school and letting me take care of things now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking earlier, is if you present it like as a training, like him going back to school is training for him to be a better provider. Then that mm-hmm. might ease it.
And I forgot what you guys said. Do you have children?
Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do. We have two.
It's still going to be hard for him to give up work and go to school. Like, he's still going to work even if he goes to school. It's so, like, hard for guys who want to work and provide all the time. Like, my dad, like, he wants to work. Like, that's what he wants to do. He wants to provide. It's going to be hard for him to give up his job to go back to school anyways, no matter if he wants to go or not.
And I would just check and double check to make sure that you, this isn't a situation where he's mentioned a couple times that I'd like to go back to college, and you, like, have made this big dream of his. Because if you come at him with, I'm going to give you the opportunity to go to college and give us a better life, then...
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it. Yeah, it's not,
sounds like you're
a good
not
provider
happy.
Now.
Yeah.
You really got to play ego here. It sounds like with all the advice coming in, it's all about stroking ego here.
Yeah, it is. It is. And just being delicate, because men are very delicate.
Hey, Heather, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
Hey, my advice is that if her husband's going to go back to school, he doesn't necessarily have to quit his job. He could work a part-time job, or he could even keep his full-time job and go at night or on the weekends or online.
Is that a possibility for you?
Yeah, that is. It is. I think it's just he values being with his children, too, so we might have to work through some time management stuff. But, yeah. Actually, that might be good. Both worlds.
Will you have any resentment towards him if you came at him honestly and said, look, this is the opportunity in front of me, and he said, no, I don't want you to take the job? At that point, do you have any resentment that you're sort of working under this glass ceiling in your own house also?
Yeah, I don't see how I can't take the job. I don't see how it's going to help us at all to progress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be a big problem, I guess.
You gotta be honest with him and tell him what's in front of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Best for the family, best for you. It's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was
good.
Easy. All right, good luck.
Thank
you guys so much.
Let us know how it goes. Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you.
Sometimes, don't you think, too, when you know your significant other so well, it's about timing.
Yes.
On when to approach them with that kind of conversation.
Oh, God, totally. Yes.
Like
don't do it right when they lie down for bed. Don't ever do that.
Please.
If they are in bed, don't talk to them.
Like if it's, you know, if you can tell they're not in the greatest mood today, if he's, you know, her husband's not in the greatest mood today, maybe just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know.
Test it. There's a barometer there, for sure.
The Burt Show.